Every state has its specific growth industries where revenue, success, and expansion takes place. According to a new study Menexius is here to review, in New Jersey, the growth industry is apparently the moving business one way out of the state. This report reveals that when it comes to people moving out of state versus moving in, New Jersey is tops or worst, depending on which way you want to look at it. It's called the 2018 United Van Lines National Mover Study. And here with the findings is the Director of Communications for United Van Lines and the Unigroup Companies, Eileen Cummings. How are you today, Eileen?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Chris.
And we've linked to the report on our site. You can also visit UnitedVanLines.com to see how your state ranks if you're listening on the stream outside of New Jersey. Give us the basis of what are the rankings determined by?
So United Van Lines does, this past year in 2018, a little more than 200,000 moves. Interstate moves are those moves that happen from one state to another. So not included in the study are moves that happen within one specific state. And so what we do is we take all of the movement in and out of a state, and then we track those, so inbound and outbound, to try to find out where are those migration patterns. United Van Lines has been doing this study for 42 years.
And as I mentioned, as far as the moving out rankings, New Jersey was, well, number one or the bottom, whichever way you want to look at it, followed by Illinois, Connecticut, New York, Kansas, Ohio, Massachusetts, Iowa, Montana, and Michigan. Seems like the Northeast is losing its popularity.
You know, we're seeing a lot of migration out of the Northeast. One of the main reasons for that we're seeing is for retirement. A lot of people are moving from the Northeast, people of the retirement age.
And when you look at the breakdown of the New Jersey numbers, is or look like, strangely enough, inbound was for jobs. Outbound was the lesser of that number.
Yes, correct. And one of the main reasons, if you think about why people relocate, jobs is almost always number one. One of the main reasons people move from one area to another is because of jobs. So sometimes that jobs number can be a little misleading. So people are going to be moving to New Jersey for jobs. We see that trend with states like Nebraska, Mississippi, Iowa as well. That's not necessarily because they're job hotspots and there's a lot of growth in those areas, but because that's the main reason people move to those states is because they got a new job or their company transferred them there.
If you look at the overall numbers, by the way, total outbound made up for about 67%, total inbound 33%. That is not a positive spread by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it really isn't. And when we break New Jersey down a little bit further and we're looking at some of the metropolitan areas, some of the numbers just aren't really that great. Some of them even fall in the 70% outbound number, like
wow.
An area like Trenton or Newark, Vineland, Bridgeton, New Jersey, some of those areas.
There was a discrepancy, a pretty good spread on the lifestyle category. 7% of people moved into New Jersey for lifestyle reasons, just over 17% out of New Jersey. What's the definition of lifestyle as far as this study is concerned?
Well, what we're seeing is a lot of people are moving lifestyle if they want to be closer to the mountains, more outdoor activities, maybe a slower paced life is what we're seeing when people determine a lifestyle change. So we're traditionally seeing people, those higher numbers for lifestyle in the mountain Northwest or in the southern states.
And as Eileen mentioned, retirement, that was the dominant reason for departure of New Jersey, 34.5 out versus just over 4.5 in. And for health reasons, that was about a push, about 6% both in and out. I noticed on the income demographic breakdown, it was no matter which demographic it was pretty much a tie in all those categories. Does that signify anything?
Well, when I look at New Jersey compared to some of the other states, and this could be because of the retirement number and the age demographic that's leaving the state, but you are seeing people who make more than $100,000 a year. You have about 70% of them leaving the state, at not total of the people that live in New Jersey, of course, but of those who are moving, 70% of them make over that amount. If I'm looking at some of the other states, those numbers are much lower.
I'm with Eileen Cummings, who is the Director of Communications for United Van Lines and the Unigroup Companies, about the 2018 United Van Lines National Movers Study, which you can see and also learn more about the services if you're one of the ones planning on leaving New Jersey, UnitedVanLines.com. and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What were some of the states who were getting it right and having more inbound than outbound? Who topped that list?
So some of the states that we're seeing on that list, a lot of them fall in that Mountain Northwest. So Oregon, Idaho, Nevada all do quite well. We're seeing a lot of people moving into Oregon for those lifestyle change reasons and then also retirement. The one outlier is Vermont. Vermont falls number one on the list this year. I think it's its second or third year in a row holding that spot. And it's a northeastern state, but we're seeing a lot of people moving into Vermont because of retirement reasons.
Now, D.C. had a good inbound number as well.
It did. Washington, D.C., we see a lot of that is for jobs. There's a lot of movement into D.C. and our younger demographic, especially, too, moving into D.C.
Looking in the northern part of the East Coast, Florida and North Carolina, Tennessee had medium inbound moves. South Carolina was the head of the class down there. Knowing people, I'm suspecting that's retirement related as well.
You are correct. Retirement and lifestyle, for sure, in a state like South Carolina. It's interesting you bring up a state like Tennessee. It did not fall in the top 10. I think it was number 11. But all of their major metropolitan areas, Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis, all areas of growth.
Has it been a state which has reversed the trend?
We don't really see a lot of movement year over year. But when you take a decade at a time and you look at it, you will definitely see trends. So states like Vermont haven't always shown up in the top 10. But a state like Florida, Arizona, over the last decade, continually to show up in the top 10 year over year.
Probably not much of a surprise as Nevada, again, probably for retirement because, well, maybe up until more recent times, it's been pretty cheap to actually purchase land out there, not just move out to rent someplace.
That's correct. And even an area like New Mexico, so New Mexico doesn't fall in the top 10, but it is the most popular place for retirement right now, and a lot of that is the cost of living. So you'll see that across the board. South Carolina as well, the cost of living is low, so it is an easier area to retire to.
I was actually surprised to see Texas as a balance, meaning just about the same incoming and outgoing, because we see all these stories in the news media about Texas being the place to be for tax reasons, for relatively inexpensive property costs, but it's still a coin toss state.
Yeah, Texas is such a large state, and so I think it depends if you're looking at some of those major metropolitan areas or if you're looking at the state as a whole. So an area like Lubbock, Texas, which is on the western side, it's an area that's not as balanced, so there are more people leaving than coming in. But another area would be like in El Paso. But then you have areas like Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, all areas of growth.
Well, no matter if you're coming or going, United Van Lines is the go-to for whatever your move happens to be. You can learn more about their services at unitedvanlines.com. We've been reviewing their 2018 United Van Lines National Mover Study with the Director of Communications for United Van Lines and the Intergroup Companies, Eileen Cummings. Eileen, thanks for sharing the results of this study, and thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Chris.